How to handle lawsuits among church members. When one of you, Paul asked, has a grievance against a brother, does he dare go to law before the unrighteous instead of the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more, matters pertaining to this life, I say this to your shame. Can it be that there is no man among you wise enough to decide between members of the brotherhood, but brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers? To have lawsuits at all with one another is defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Satan is constantly seeking to introduce distrust, alienation, and malice among God's people. We shall often be tempted to feel that our rights are invaded, even when there is no real cause for such feelings. Those who will place their own interests first will resort to almost any expedient to maintain them. Many are hindered by pride and self-esteem from going privately to those whom they think in error, that they may talk with them in the Spirit of Christ and pray together. When they think themselves injured by their brethren, some will even go to law instead of following the Savior's rule. Christians should not appeal to civil tribunals to settle differences among church members. Even though injustice may have been done, the follower of the meek and lowly Jesus will suffer himself to be defrauded rather than open before the world the sins of his brethren in the church. Christians who go to law with one another expose the church to the ridicule of her enemies. They are wounding Christ afresh and putting him to open shame. By ignoring the authority of the church, they show contempt for God, who gave the church its authority. In this letter, Paul endeavored to show the Corinthians Christ's power to keep them from evil. To help them break from the thraldom of sin, Paul urged the claim of him to whom they had dedicated their lives: "You are not your own, you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body."